Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions, hypothetical scenarios, and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how's it going?
Good, Casey. How you doing?
Doing very well today, especially since we have two guests, one who has been on the show before and one who has not. We'll start with the one who has, Connor Costello. Welcome back.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, Connor. Anything new with you we should know about? Terrific. The new person of the show, Bennett, why don't you give him an intro?
The one and only Harrison Gray. Welcome to the show, Harry.
I'm happy to be here. The all-star round.
All-star round. We have four of us here, and we have the question ready. Is everybody ready to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All set?
Fire away.
Would you rather be a cow or a chicken? Now, the condition of this is that you are on a farm, right? So you're not in the wild. We are both...
Like a wild chicken?
Like a wild chicken or a wild cow, which don't exist, basically. Don't exist, but, you know, we're both female, right? So if what you pick chicken, you're laying eggs. If you pick cow, you're getting milked.
And having calves.
And having calves. Well, we could have chicken babies as well. Eggs, they're known as. And we'll say we have the same lifespan of 5 years, and that we're not on an abusive farm. We're on a nice free-range farm, organic. Our everything we produce, we go to Whole Foods most likely. So that's the question, gentlemen. Are we all ready to give our answers? Because I am heavily going chicken on this one.
Yeah, I'm a big chicken guy as well.
I don't understand how both of you can be chickens.
So you're going to be a cow.
Yeah.
So 3-1 here. I'm going chicken.
Okay. Connor, why don't you lead the way with a couple quick points for yourself? Why would you be a cow?
Wait, so Bennett's going to have to morph into it from a cow into a chicken?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you'll... I mean, it's more of why not to be a chicken.
Yeah, okay? Shoot. Hit me with that.
Because being a cow, I mean, by itself is just glorious. So I'll explain that after I explain why it sucks ass to be a chicken.
Go ahead.
Shit.
First of all, you've like a minuscule brain. Like you can't think of anything. You can't fathom anything. You don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're looking at other chickens, just that stupid stare. That you're just like, I don't know why I exist.
But if you're a cow, even if you know what's going on, you're so slow and fat that you can't do anything about it.
You don't need to do anything. Chickens just do shit for no reason.
So we're the dumb chickens and you're the highly intelligent cow.
Okay. You're the Einstein of cows. There's a scale here, all right?
Okay.
And also, chickens, when they get... I mean, I don't know. Maybe we could address this in the rules. But if chickens get scared enough, they die of a heart attack. Fucking heart stops, done. But if you don't die...
Uh-huh.
If you're getting to that point with every little thing that goes by you, I mean, that's just a frightening life. A frightening life.
I can see that. Okay, so you're saying we're getting startled enough that you wouldn't want the life
of your... And I'm sure as a chicken, being smaller, you'd get pretty startled pretty fast all the time.
I would agree.
Because I'm guessing on the farm there's other animals.
Other animals on the farm.
Pigs, yep, dogs. Pigs.
But how many that are...
Maybe a cat that attacks you? I mean, what the fuck's a cat or a dog going to do?
No. The cat doesn't attack. Chickens it's a have nice
It could attack.
Cat.
It could no, walk around.
No, no,
okay, it could startle you then.
It would definitely... It would chase us. It would startle us. But that's more exercise. That's more healthy exercise. Harry, why don't you weigh in on this one? Hit him with the reasons you're going to be a chicken.
Yeah, I just think being a chicken would be way more fun. Those things are so active. I mean, have you seen them run?
They're like American Ninja Warriors.
Yeah,
do you get excited to run currently? Like, to fucking sprint until your heart wants to collapse?
He has the option.
Yeah,
he's got the option.
Your titties are just lactating constantly.
You've got big milk titties and that's all.
Yeah, let's get this clear. You are getting milked.
Okay, by the way, you think milking frequently is a bad thing? Getting milk frequently is a great thing. You know how much pressure is relieved and how great that would feel? It'd be unbelievable. Think about the fact if you're a chicken laying eggs, how you get your babies stripped away from you every single day. Do you know what kind of like heartbreak?
If someone asked me which of your bird brains.
That's a point in our favor. We don't know.
Hey, if someone asked me which of your friends would love to get milked every day, it would be Casey without question. Without question.
I think the milking is a pleasure thing.
It's a plus. I'll give you that.
I'll give him that it's a plus. I'll give him that it's a plus.
It is a plus.
I'm thinking more on the side where, as a chicken, though I can't fly for a long time, that is part of, you know, I'm a flightless bird, but I can get up there. I can flap my wings.
We've seen Chicken Run.
You can just have a great movie, by the way. You can just fucking sheer disappointment every day. Like, you're just looking at yourself, being like, what can I do? And it's absolutely not. You can run around like an idiot.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
We're basically the frat stars of the farm.
And really,
literally like,
what makes you the frat star of the farm?
Because we're active. You lay down. If you get tipped over, you die. Yeah, isn't that a thing?
You're dead. Mad cow disease. Ever heard of it?
Being attacked by like could have, a teenager.
No, it's not gonna happen. But that's a point in how pathetic your existence is. That you could be tipped over and killed.
We can survive off basically eating rocks. Like, you need like nice
don't eat
grass.
Rocks. No, chickens do not eat rocks.
What
do
we eat? What seeds and
random grain, insects?
Corn. We eat corn fed. Yeah.
I mean,
wait, we're grass fed chickens, right? Yeah, free range, organic. We're grass fed. We're both eating grass.
Whatever the fuck you want to eat. We're eating the same thing.
We are eating the same thing. You also take monster dumps.
Great, that's awesome. You don't like taking monster dumps. I mean, that's
yeah,
a great
that
thing.
Is a great.
You
thing.
Also have fucking pebbles
flies swarming around you.
That's true.
You guys are close to every single thing on the ground.
They definitely don't
You're
like
close
that.
To every single thing on the ground. Whether that's
yeah,
bugs,
we're fast
snakes,
enough to move away.
We're very fast.
The cows are tall enough to fucking be like, fuck you, let me just stomp on you with my hooves.
Not to flies.
People go
and insects.
People go cow tipping too. You're getting
that is not that's a non that's a non that's a non
We did address that. You're not going to get tipped, but you could be.
No,
you're not going to, but you as in again, your existence
fear?
Is pathetic. It is the fear.
The cow has the fear. Well, he's smart enough to have the fear. Fucking dumbass. Like,
I'd rather be a dimwit chicken, though. I don't know. You know, I don't know I'm a dimwit. I just am running around having a grand old time laying eggs.
Are you moaning?
I thought it was a cat off in the distance.
Just like let out air.
Yeah, hence the fucking frat stars of the farm. Just running around having a great time.
Bennett.
Simple as
your
that.
Great time is shitting out little pebbles and then maybe mistakenly eating another piece of shit of a chicken. Like, you don't...
Bennett, when we were discussing this, you started off saying cow,
mm-hmm.
right? Prior to the episode when we clarified the question without having actually talked about it, Bennett did say cow first and switched to chicken. Why was that the case?
I mean, I think Connor's made some good points being a cow, and I have to admit, I think being milked every day would be an amazing sensation.
You have an amazing sensation every day. Chicken?
As would, I mean, again, like...
I don't think... Listen, I don't think it's as an amazing sensation as you say.
I think that...
You're talking about the pressure, but they're not waiting until the pressure builds up in the cow. They're just jerking milk out of it every day.
And they make milk every fucking day.
Yeah, it's
you're getting
there.
Like chafed. You're getting milk. So
yeah,
much.
I would say chafing is a big
hold
factor.
On, they're nice farmers. There's no abuse.
Yeah, there's no abuse.
They
on
apply
this
ointment.
Farm.
Ointment every
this
day.
This is like the like you know the nice young girl who lives in the farm comes out and like milks the cow.
What
it's
do they do
to
the
like,
chicken?
Oh my god,
they
you're
fucking
sick.
They kick. The chicken. They kick the chicken.
No one kicks my chicken. Me as a chicken, I am not abused. I am
no chafing of the udders.
That's fine. No chafing. Okay, whatever. But the point, we live, do cows even, like, F each other, do anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, no, I get, yeah, we get to have sex. As a cow.
Why do you get to have sex?
How the fuck else do you think they do things? What do you mean? What do they look at each other? What do you mean?
They almost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chickens don't.
I don't think cow chickens. Sex would be as pleasurable as chicken sex.
How do you?
I'm
sex is,
baseless
sex
chicken
is
sex.
No,
is
sex
early
is
and
not
often.
Sex.
Sex is sex.
Chicken sex is early and often.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Remember the crack of dawn.
Yeah. What do you have to say about that? Early and often.
Whenever I want. What's the issue?
Whenever you want. You're getting milked by the humans. You're not effing whenever you want. And there's probably one bull to service all of you when
you're
there's
getting,
plenty of hens
you're
to get up.
You're fucked by big bull dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a plus.
It's a huge plus.
It's not a huge... It's not the plus.
If our lifespan is the same, 5 years... Our lifespan...
Yeah, that does help you, too.
It. Why does that help us?
I'm assuming that cows live longer than chickens.
That's probably true.
I don't know.
Right, but in bullshit, this situation, we both live 5 years.
Right.
Okay.
So
that being
that gives
said...
you advantage having the same...
Your existence is just being milked,
awesome.
Taking dumps...
great.
Eating grass.
You're saying great things right now.
But that's it, all it is, though. There's nothing
Casey,
else.
The what funny thing is, this fits your brand so perfectly. Like, I'm so confused as to why you are.
And then you described the things you went over as the chicken was not knowing you have wings, but not being able to fly. Yeah, getting scared shitless.
Case, you're actually
and then just laying eggs nonstop every single day, early and often. I mean,
but that's a great feeling. We can agree that that's going to be a good feeling. Laying an egg.
Laying an egg.
That's got to be the same as you being milked. If you're taking medicine,
it's the same as having birth. That's the birth of the chicken. Imagine having your
no.
Yes.
No. An egg is smooth. An egg is smooth.
An egg is smooth.
And they also lay like 20 of them, so it can't be that hard.
Exactly. They're flying out of there.
No.
You think it's a painful egg?
It has to be.
It is definitely not painful. There's no chickens love giving off eggs.
It's so enjoyable.
No,
they love laying eggs.
They have to. They do it all the time.
And wait, first off, that little chicken coop that we get to run into, that's a sick place. That's like a human treehouse.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent. You're just in a shitty barn with straw and crap
What's
all over
the
barn?
Place.
It smells like crap.
There's no shit in the chicken coop. I find that pretty hard to believe. Also, there's no fucking... Yeah, they're cleaning up. Like, where do they go? A certain area?
Well,
chickens go to an area?
I don't think the chickens shit in their own coop. I think they shit outside.
They don't. They're fucking brainless birds. You just said that. They don't know what's what. Just no chance that you'd rather
I just think our lifestyle's better.
I think the life in the coop would be...
I think it would be a party, yeah.
It'd be so fun.
Cows don't want to interact with other cows,
like,
especially not
that.
Other female cows. Cows are like...
I'm going to have to go hard switch to the life of a cow.
Oh my God.
You flip-flop.
You flip-flop.
A hard switch.
Are you kidding me?
Connor's made some good points here.
So what was the most invigorating point? The dumps or the milking?
The ones that should also be the case for you, considering that he's described your life. Describing a cow.
But me as Casey is predisposed to the life of a cow. Me as a chicken, I would want the life of a chicken.
But
Casey's a TV and Netflix away from being a cow.
I have to disagree hard that laying eggs is a good feeling.
It's definitely a good feeling.
Is
smooth
something
eggs
you're doing
all the time.
Any form of giving birth, you can't just consider that a good feeling. Like
I can. We're not giving a live birth. That's a huge difference already. Smooth egg.
Smooth egg.
Yeah.
How many come out at a time?
It's like eight.
Not all at once. It's one after another.
You could have octuplets. Just be
like,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Machine gun. It is.
So you think the laying eggs thing is a big thing?
Well, let's make another thing clear, too.
I also think
if we're going to talk about your brain and that you're so emotionally stable and
you're
shit,
just like a
when you
cow.
Have a kid, it's getting taken away and
says
made
no.
into veal. I says so.
Oh, now you're throwing it
yeah.
in the veal
No, that's a factor because this isn't even an abusive farm, but still, good farms still produce veal.
No, they don't. They don't put little cows in a box.
I didn't say they put them in a box.
That's
but
what
the baby,
veal is, Casey. Do you know what veal is?
The baby cows still get fed. They don't have to be put in a box. They don't live long, but they still get killed and sold as veal. That's a fact.
Shitty veal, then, because that's the only way
it's
people
not,
eat
it's
veal.
It's great
is
veal.
Put in a box.
No, watch Chef's Table. That's what they do at a good farm. And that would be emotionally traumatizing for him. Right?
Mad
would it not?
Hold on a second, but what about all of your eggs being taken all the time?
We're
so
dumb,
we don't give a shit.
Yeah,
no.
We don't give a shit.
Listen,
we have 1,000 eggs. Yeah. We don't care about them. You have one calf, and it's getting cut up into a veal parmesan for
it's not, though. It is, though.
It could be. It could be.
But we've clarified that that's not going to happen at this farm. Like, part of the whole not abusive...
No, but that's not abuse. The calf being taken away is not abuse to the cow.
I mean, it might not be direct abuse of the cow, but like...
That veal is getting guillotined.
It's like he said, not every farm
can't
is...
Can't go that far with the story. I mean, the cow isn't there in like the meat factory watching. Like,
but it's wondering
like
where
like
it's...
peering through the window. Like,
it's wondering
oh
where its one calf is. Me and Harry are laying 1,000 eggs saying, I'm sick of this, take them all away.
We don't
away.
Even know who fucked us.
Yeah,
we're
go make
like,
an omelet, yeah. We don't care.
We don't give a shit.
Saying, go make
it not to
with
mention
my unborn children.
Listen,
that is not true.
My egg rolls down a little conveyor into a big basket. I don't even see it once it's laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel it.
No, I don't. Slides right out.
No, it does
yes,
not.
Yes, it does. Do you think laying an egg would be painful?
I own it. I have no fucking clue.
None of us have any clue. Like.
I have no idea. I think getting milked would feel great.
Your whole switch was based on getting milked.
Yeah. Correct. Ugh. Every goddamn day.
I just don't think it's as pleasurable as they claim.
No.
No, it's not. I think it's
a chore. I think it's like tedious.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And I don't want four stomachs
and
either.
Can you imagine how large that udder is walking around with that shit?
Yeah, it's got four of them.
It's a septic tank. That thing is massive.
It is a septic tank. That's a great point.
Not when it's being cleared out daily. Okay? You don't have to worry about it.
What about mad cow disease?
Yeah. That doesn't affect you.
Why doesn't it affect you?
What about, like, fleas? Like, are we going to go into every disease that a chicken can get?
That's fair. Okay, we'll take diseases out of it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Bird flu.
That seems like a big one.
We'll take diseases out of it. That's fine.
Yeah, diseaseless.
So you're sticking cow then?
I think so. I think like the one every 4 years. I mean, the lifespan we said is what, 5 years? I mean, yeah, one time a calf gets ripped away from me and I just get sad for like 2 days.
The rest of your life?
I don't know that.
Of course you
do.
Not
that smart. There's a scale here still. We're still farm animals.
I think we can all agree that being a farm animal would be kind of awesome. Being a chicken
in
would
a
be
good farm,
sick.
Yeah. Well, we're all in agreement on that
until
for
we,
sure. I think
until we die,
until
we're Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Well, let's get to the 5 year point where we get killed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get our
we're
next rung and spun. That's a quick death.
Yeah.
And my body still runs around because it's so fucking ecstatic from
we don't need
all the energy we have.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
You
get the fucking piston of death to the side of your head as a cow.
That sounds horrible.
You're getting shipped
it's
to Ruth's
the quickest
Chris
thing in the
and
world.
Getting eaten by
you get your
a
head
300
chopped off,
pounder.
Humans still blink after the head's been chopped off.
But like, they don't feel anything. Brainstem is cut.
I don't think you'd feel the piston of death. It hits you right in the spot.
I mean, we're getting a quick death.
We're getting a very quick death.
We are definitely getting a quick death as well. That's a fact.
That's fine.
And you don't know anything beyond that, I mean?
I think when it comes down to it, we're active, you're not.
Yeah. Like, the fun
what's
in
wrong
your...
with that?
We
the
have more to eat.
A fucking
our birth, there's no emotional trauma.
There's more of us.
There,
we're just
way
having
more.
A good time.
Oh, no,
sucks.
It's a party in the chicken coop.
Yeah,
yeah it's a party blows. In the chicken coop. No, it doesn't. We
oh,
have
yeah.
plenty of room.
Oh, yeah? Your buddy, like, Ronnie the Chicken's, like, taking over your space, so every now and then you're like, fucking
Ronnie.
Ronnie
the
it's
Chicken.
It's been 4 months, Ronnie, since you've been sitting in my fucking spot every day. Like, you're just every day.
Dude, have you
no.
ever driven a past, cow? Like, a beautiful, wide-open farm and you see, like 40 cows just out there chilling?
Yeah, they
grazing,
chill.
Enjoying
absolutely.
The view. Beautiful day. They're out there doing their thing. They get all
Steph's
the time in the
them.
World. Yeah. She's painting them. You know? Great no. scene. It's... I like the activeness of the chicken is great, but it's fucking chaotic
and I'm pretty
at
sure
every
it's
moment
not,
of your life.
No, but we thrive in
yeah,
chaos.
Chickens are basically glorified crackheads, and it would be so much fun.
You're definitely living life on the edge.
Yeah, they're so spazzy; they don't think about anything. It's great.
You, be scared
you guys are just moody cows.
Yeah, they are moody cows. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
still be a cow.
That's fine. You be a cow. I'm going to be a chicken.
Yeah.
I'm going to be some weird hybrid of the two.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, what a fucking...
All right.
What a joke.
I think we've worn out this this question here.
Yeah.
Basically, it comes down to getting milked, the good feeling of getting milked, arguably good feeling, arguably the good or bad feeling of laying eggs, active versus sedentary lifestyle.
Nearly dead.
Nearly dead. Emotional trauma
say.
Versus no emotional trauma. That's a factor.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
Yep.
Like you're watching a
quick
thriller
death.
Movie at all points of your life. Just think of like I don't know, what do people watch? Bird Box now? Like
we are constantly
any
on
kind
edge.
Of
Bird
psycho-
Box was made for us. That is our people.
Yeah. Oh, also you,
psycho thriller.
You just
can't
watch
a psycho
handle
thriller,
any
probably.
Level of fear. So you would be
yeah.
the chicken
oh, yeah.
that had a heart
imagine
attack.
That
no, but me as a chicken, I am different. I am different as a chicken. And me as Casey couldn't handle any fear.
No,
that's
no,
fact.
Nope.
You're the chicken are living on it.
I stick to that. So, I think that's about it. Harry, we're not switching, right? Chicken till we die.
No. I would do it right now if I could.
Yeah, there you go. All right. yeah, it that's what it comes down to, folks. I think at the end of the day, we can pretty much all agree it's chicken or die.
Okay, well, let's point out that Bennett did say he would become a cow after originally saying he'd be a chicken.
That doesn't after matter because he started at cow and then cow. Switched to chicken before we even got on the air.
Because he was. I don't know.
He was thinking only activity.
He was thinking like a chicken to us,
all right? All right. Fair. Well, listen, we want to hear what the viewers have to say. Viewers, would you rather be a cow or a chicken on a free-range farm? We're both going to live, you know, everybody's lives about 5 years. It's not going to be a hard lifestyle. You're just thinking through the lifestyle of a chicken and a cow in a nice, non-abusive, free-range, organic farm.
Where they make veal.
Where they damn right where they make veal.
Best veal in the country.
Best veal in the country. And let us know what you think. Harry, great to have you on for the first time. We hope to have you back.
It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Hey, Connor, you managed to sway one person. Let's see if you can do it another time.
I look forward to it.
Absolutely. And Bennett, I'm waiting for a podcast where you stick to an answer and it's actually a good answer.
We'll see.
Literally spineless.
We will see.
He's not afraid.
All right, people. We love you.
You got an open mind.
Love you all. Take it easy.